Well, Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au with our first edition of Pass the Post, and I'm talking to trainer John Keyes. Welcome to the show, John.
G'day, Pete.
Well, I'm talking about Olon Star, and boy, the Open Handicap winner at Devonport on Sunday was very impressive. You must have been impressed with him.
Oh, sure was. Yeah, I didn't know if he could win or not, but I knew he was very well. And yeah, he probably exceeded my expectations. He's just an exceptionally good fresh horse, isn't
he? Well, he put the riding on the wall with Woody's trial. He ran second behind Mystic Journey, which is a very good trial and good indicator. But despite that really good trial form, he got out to huge odds, $50, and that was another surprise. But the horse himself, you've targeted good races with him before. I know you targeted the Goodwood in another preparation about what, a year ago?
Well, probably two years ago.
Yeah. Well, he's come back fresh, looked terrific, hit the line hard, and did he leave any oats in the bin?
Never left one. I was actually very surprised at the amount of effort he put into the race. So.
Yeah.
No, he's pulled up nice.
All right, well, that's good. Well, would you consider looking into Goodwood preparation with the prospects of my baby going to a new market?
That'll be his next target, yeah. I think we'll throw him out now. There's not much on offer at the moment.
Right.
But, yeah, I would think that just, you know, thinking on the run.
Are you going to nominate him for the 1350 next Sunday?
If I do, it'll only be to find out what his rating is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, he's rated what? He's 70. What is he, 74?
Yeah, I think he was 74 going into yesterday, so that's a bit of a concern that he knocked off like a 90 rater, so who knows?
Yeah, but you wouldn't expect to get too many points, you know, you're probably four at the max. But
he was on the minimum weight, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, 54 kilos he carried. But Troy Baker was very impressed with him and loved the way that he hit the line, and he ran right through the line, and that was the thing that got him home. Have you always expected him to win a good race eventually?
Oh, look, yes and no. He's exceeded everything that I thought he would be to begin with. When he turned up at our place, so we call him, his stable name's The Tank. He was just built like a brick, and we didn't know what we had, to be quite honest. I mean, but, you know, he's been a beauty, bread and butter, paid his way the whole way, you know. Not many horses can win nine.
That's true. All right, well, you're tipping him out for a spell now.
Yep.
And you'll set him for a crack at the Goodwood in Hobart, and then see where you go from there, but maybe the new market. But certainly the Goodwood is a gettable target for him, yeah?
I would say so. Like, well, he's done it before, who knows? But yeah, I think as long as he's kept on the fresh side, he's a chance in whatever he goes.
All right, John. Well, the team's going well. Submit another, nearly got home. He ran second, and it took a pretty good horse to beat him in the first race. Sheboygan Renegade, that made it four wins in a row. But Submit another's not far away from another win.
No, he's knocking on the door, and Dixie's boy was a bit stiff too. I thought he did a lot of bullocking and Johnny just missed out. He's going good at the minute.
You've gone to the races with, you know, with chances and come home with a win and a couple that could have won easily. So things are looking good for the Keyes stable.
Yeah, they are. They're just going along doing their job, and they're happy days at the moment.
Well, Johnny Keyes, thanks for your time on Past the Post, and look forward to you getting more success in the coming weeks.
Thanks, bud.